BBC News with Julie Candler. The first match of the Football World Cup is being played in the Brazilian city of São Paulo, where the host nation and Croatia are level at half-time with one goal each. The Brazilian star Neymar equalised 29 minutes into the game after an early own goal put the Croats ahead and silenced a hitherto enthusiastic crowd. Tens of thousands of fans in yellow and green had earlier watched the opening ceremony. Matthew Kenyon is in São Paulo.
The opening ceremony, without the usual speeches from either politicians or football officials after the country's president was booed at the opening of the Confederations Cup 12 months ago, was the usual colourful affair reflecting Brazil, its peoples and the 31 visiting nations, and it was watched by a gathering crowd, some of whom chanted against FIFA in particular at the end of the event. The stadium area was heavily secured and protests met by tear gas and strong police tactics continued elsewhere in São Paulo, but the World Cup 2014 is now officially underway and the eyes of Brazil and the world are on the football.
President Obama says his national security team is looking at all options, including military ones, to help the Iraqi government counter the Islamist insurgency that's overrun much of northern Iraq this week. Mr. Obama said Iraq needed the help of the United States if it was to overcome the territorial gains made by the al-Qaeda offshoot ISIS.
What we've seen over the last couple of days indicates the degree to which Iraq's going to need more help. So my team is working around the clock to identify how we can provide the most effective assistance to them. I don't rule out anything because we do have a stake in making sure that these jihadists are not getting a permanent foothold in either Iraq or Syria.
Reports say the Iraqi government is mounting airstrikes against ISIS militants who've seized the cities of Tikrit and Mosul. The Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko says separatist rebels in eastern Ukraine have used tanks for the first time since the start of the conflict in the region 2 months ago. Steve Rosenberg reports.
According to his spokesman, Petro Poroshenko told President Putin it was unacceptable that tanks had got into Ukraine from Russia. Earlier, Ukraine's interior minister claimed that separatist rebels had managed to bring three tanks and other military equipment across the border to fight Ukrainian forces. An official at the Russian Foreign Ministry told the BBC the minister was being inventive and that the information was fake. But President Poroshenko has held a meeting with his defence chiefs about the situation. Meanwhile, violence continues.
An explosion has been heard in the centre of the eastern Ukrainian city of Donetsk. One witness said he saw a van in flames in front of one of the city administration buildings that had been taken over by pro-Russian separatists. World News from the BBC. The International Criminal Court says the former president of Ivory Coast, Laurent Gbagbo, is to be put on trial for crimes against humanity. Mr. Gbagbo, who denies the charges, has been in custody at the ICC since 2011. Mary Harper reports.
The court said it had analysed a mountain of material, including 108 witness statements and 22,000 pages of documentary evidence. There was, it said, sufficient evidence against Mr. Gbagbo for him to stand trial. He faces four charges of crimes against humanity, including murder and rape. The offences were allegedly committed during a conflict which broke out in Ivory Coast after a disputed election in 2010. Prosecutors say Mr. Gbagbo masterminded a plan to stay in power through what they describe as carefully planned and deadly attacks.
U.S. defense officials say the American soldier freed last month in a controversial prisoner swap with the Afghan Taliban will be flown home on Friday from Germany, where he's been receiving medical treatment. No details were given about Sergeant Bo Bergdahl's return. The Obama administration was criticized over its decision to swap five Taliban detainees held at Guantanamo for the release of Sergeant Bergdahl. And some news just in, Bo Bergdahl is now en route to the United States. The Pentagon confirmed he boarded a U.S. military aircraft in Germany earlier today. The American actress and civil rights campaigner Ruby Dee has died in New York. She was 91. Ruby Dee was one of the most prominent black actresses in Hollywood in the 1950s and 60s and the first black woman to play lead roles in the American Shakespeare Festival. Shark fin will be in future off the menu at a major resort in Singapore. The American-owned Marina Bay Sands is the latest Singapore-based company to boycott consumption of the traditional delicacy following years of lobbying by animal rights activists. BBC News.